In a world of conflicting values, when questions are more common than answers, God's Word provides everything we need to live a God-centered, truth-driven life. Now, here's the Word for Life broadcast, brought to you by Brookside Baptist Church.
Good morning. This is Pastor Wade, administrative pastor, and here, of course, with Pastor Ken. And we are continuing in our study in Joshua chapter 20. But before we mention that and get on with that, just want to also remind you that our meetings begin this Sunday with evangelist Ben Farrell and some special opportunities for evangelistic outreach. Of course, Sunday he'll be in all the services at 9 and 10:15 as well as 6 p.m. And of course, we have our regular Sunday school classes on Sunday the 5th. But 6th, 7th, and 8th at 6:30, there'll be a special focus on different groups to reach ladies on Monday the 6th, men on the 7th, and teens on the 8th. Ladies' night again, Monday, and these are going to be at 6:30, and we're going to have a meal there catered by, for the ladies, Qdoba. For the men on Tuesday, Mission Barbecue. For the teens, their Cola War, they're going to have pizza. And we really would like for you to attend and use it as an opportunity to reach your friends who may not know the Lord Jesus, because after each one of these meals or activities is going to be a special message from Ben Farrell. Ben is the son of Tom Farrell, evangelist now with the Lord. And he's been here at Brookside a number of times, and God has greatly used him. Perhaps some of you know of him. Well, his son is definitely, the apple didn't fall far from the tree. He's a pastor in North Carolina, and he's continuing with his father's ministry at times, doing evangelistic work. So I encourage you to invite your friends to come to Brookside Baptist Church, 4470 Pilgrim Road here in Brookfield. That's all the services on Sunday, as well as Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, 6:30. If you'd like to come to those, please call the office and get tickets, get those reserved, and we'll be looking forward to meeting you and your guests and the folks that you'd like to see come to the Lord. Well, we've been studying through the book of Joshua, a book of conquest, and then the dividing of the land. And we've come to the last part of chapter 20, and Pastor Ken is going to be speaking regarding the cities of refuge.
Thank you, Pastor Wade. Let me begin reading one passage that we find at the end of chapter 20 of Joshua. It says, "These were the cities appointed for all the children of Israel, and for the stranger who dwelt amongst them, that whoever killed a person accidentally might flee there, and not die by the hand of the avenger of blood until he stood before the congregation." And as we noted, these cities, there's six of them, different locations, all within a day's journey, all having signs posting in large letters where they needed to go if they were on the run. And Pastor White, I couldn't help but think of the comparison of the offer of salvation that can be seen by our Heavenly Father in relation to these cities of refuge. You look at Jesus Christ, he's very easy to reach. He's available as a prayer. The church is to be crying out, refuge, refuge, to all that they can see and know that Jesus Christ is the answer. People today are trying to find satisfaction, happiness, answers in all the wrong areas. They're heading the wrong direction. And so not only is Jesus Christ easy to reach, as these cities were, Jesus Christ is open to all. If you remember from our last broadcast, these cities did not close down at night. Mm-hmm. They were open 24/7. There weren't any restrictions. Even a stranger who dwelt amongst the people of Israel was allowed to come in. Isaiah 45, verse 22, the prophet writes, "Look unto me and be ye saved." He's speaking of God speaking here. "And all the ends of the earth, for I am God and there is none else." Christ is available not just to the innocent, because there aren't any innocent of sin. Yeah. We all stand guilty before God. We've all sinned and come short of the glory of God. Paul, writing to the Romans, said, "There's none righteous, no, not one. But the Lord is near to those of a broken heart, and he saves those who have a contrite spirit." Christ never locks the gates to salvation. They're always open, just like these cities. It's never, ever too late. You might be listening today and you'd say, I think God's done with me. No. Let me tell you, deathbed conversions are accepted. You look at the thief on the cross. It was in his final hours. John 6:37 says, "All that the Father giveth me," Jesus said, "shall come to me, and him that cometh to me, I will in no wise cast out." Whether that is in the early part, middle time, middle age of life, or at the end of life. Christ never locks the gates to salvation. Christ is a sufficient refuge. All you need is him. Jesus Christ will be that supply, that spiritual nourishment of hope and confidence that you will live one day eternally with him. Jesus Christ, my friend, is all you need for life and to live a godly life. But if you do not flee to him, you will be left out. I mean, for someone to shrug off going to the city of refuge after they had accidentally taken someone's life, it could be the end of them.
Mm-hmm.
And the price, friends, for us has already been paid. There's no other way. Nothing in this life is free, yet Jesus is free. The gift of God is eternal life. Can I tell you, even as great as the cities of refuge were, Christ is better than the cities of refuge. Mm-hmm. He's nearer than any city of refuge. He's not a day's journey away. And he offers permanent refuge. Your future sins are covered too. And he died only for the guilty. And friends, that's every one of us. The city names show our permanent refuge. Kadesh, the holy place of righteousness. Christ becomes our righteousness to replace our unrighteousness. He who knew no sin became sin for us that we might become the righteousness of God in him. Pastor White, isn't that wonderful that we're clothed in the righteousness of Jesus Christ? The second cities was Shechem, meaning shoulder. Christ became our resting place when you need comfort.
Mm.
You know, as a dad or even the grandpa, and the kids come and they want comfort. They want a strong shoulder to lean on.
Absolutely.
Luke 15:5, we read, "The shepherd placed the lost sheep on his shoulders as he went out and looked for them, and he returned home with them." You've talked often about Hebron, fellowship. We can only have fellowship with God through Christ. And then once we have that fellowship with God through Jesus Christ, we're adopted into his family and we have fellowship with other believers.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the prodigal son in the lost and found chapter there in John 15, the prodigal son found fellowship back in the home of his father. Bezer, another city of refuge, meaning stronghold or fortress. Proverbs 18:10 says, "The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run into it and is safe." The fifth city, Ramoth, exalted or heights. Friends, we are seated together with Christ in heavenly places. And one day we'll be caught up into the heavenlies with the Lord at the time of the rapture. That is the next event on God's prophetic calendar. And I hope you're ready. That could be today. And then the last city, Golan, meaning separated. Christ serves as a refuge when we're tempted to sin, and he enables us to live a separated life unto him. He wants us to live a life of holiness that honors him. Friends, when we come to Christ, we're separated from the penalty of sin. But as believers, and the Spirit of God living within us, we can be separated from the power of sin. The separation from sin is usually the last refuge we seek, for our flesh craves worldly attention, pleasure, and fame. God's message for all of us today would be in the words, refuge, refuge, refuge. Whether you like it or not, the world is judging you as a believer. It's judging me. And in a sense, you could say we're in the advertising business. We're getting the word out to people who need to hear they can live with God. And Jesus Christ is available to you today. Revelation 22 and verse 17, we read, "And the Spirit and the Bride say, Come. And let him that heareth say, Come. And let him that is athirst come. And whosoever will, let him take the water of life freely." Jesus Christ, the light of the world, the bread of life, who offers the water of life. Friends, we cannot get to God on our own efforts, because we don't meet his standard. His standard is perfection, and we've all failed. You'll hear people say, "I'm not perfect," and none of us are. And yet the beauty of what the Bible tells us is the God who says, "I love you," he also tells us that he will be the judge, and he will by no means clear the guilty of their wrongdoing. And God solved the problem through his son Jesus Christ. The Bible says, "All we like sheep have gone astray. We've turned every man to his own way. And God laid on him, Jesus, the iniquity of us all." And you can turn to Jesus Christ simply in faith believing. And faith believing is not just believing with God with your head, because the Bible tells us the devils believe in God and they even tremble. It's not just some emotional high of, I was out in the cemetery and the trees were blowing and I knew God was doing something in my life. And it's not that. It's not temporal. God, get me out of this problem. I'll do whatever you want. I mean, that's good, but it's only temporary. Salvation is totally when you step away from trusting in yourself or anything that you can do and putting all of your faith and your trust in Jesus. The Bible says, "Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and thou shalt be saved." And friends, I hope that you will make that decision to put your trust in him. And dear Christian friend, I pray that you have somebody that God has brought into your life that you're praying and you're working to share the gospel with them. Because we have been given that wonderful opportunity to get that message out to the world. That was Jesus' last command for us. It ought to be our very first concern. His last words, "You," to his disciples, "you shall receive power after that. The Holy Ghost, the Holy Spirit has come upon you. And you shall," not a suggestion, it's an imperative command, "be witnesses for me in Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, and the uttermost parts of the earth." What a challenge for us as we go out this morning. Let's go out with a message and a life that backs up the message that Jesus Christ is the Savior of the world. Thank you so much for joining us in our study this morning with the Word for Life.
We hope you enjoyed today's program. If you have a question we can answer or would like information on the Word for Life, would like to donate to help continue to produce this broadcast, or need resources for your Christian walk, contact us at Brookside Baptist Church, 4470 North Pilgrim Road, Brookfield, Wisconsin, 53005. You can also visit us at brooksidebc.org. That's brooksidebc.org. Or call us at 262-783-6180. That's 262-783-6180. Thanks for listening today, and please tune in again as we bring the Word of God to your life.